Hi, my name is Gus Herzig Jr., and I want to welcome the newly arrived baby into this Austin area, which Austin may have a number of problems, but I love the town. See, the phraseology, keep Austin wearied, is, I guess, a good way of describing what I like about Austin. Keep it wearied, but not too wearied.
Gus Herzig wears a suit and tie. He goes into a room full of books and sits cross-legged on the floor in front of his tape recorder. He says one of his life's pleasures is music, another reason why he loves Austin. He played the clarinet at Texas A&M's band while pursuing the first of his three engineering degrees. He rewinds the tape until he finds a recording he made of himself 4 years ago after he realized his lungs no longer had the strength to play as well as he once did. Still, he wanted to play one last time and remember the sounds.
Well, now that's... That's classical music now, see? That's Giuseppe Verdi's. I was born in Fayette County, which is about 85 miles down the road from Austin. Until I was 4 or 5 years old, my parents didn't have a car. We had a horse and a buggy. And we had a backyard, and anytime you wanted to go anywhere, you either saddled a horse or hitched up the buggy. And so when we got the car, that was a great addition, see? And so that's why when you say what has disappeared, I don't know that much has disappeared except the horse and buggy. That's disappeared. But everything else is still here. My most satisfying experience was having an excellent second wife. My first wife was a good gal, too, no question about that. But my second wife was the kind that you, if you could write all the specifications, that's what you would write. She passed away 2 years ago, and I miss her. She was a great gal. I would say my family life was probably my most satisfying experience. A close competitor was my professional life. I was in charge of environmental health for the state of Texas under the state health officer. My biggest satisfaction has been that you can go into any town in Texas and drink a glass of water and it'll be all right. My philosophy of life, I think, would be moderation in everything is good, whether it's in drinking, whether it's in making money, whether it's in education, whatever. Be moderate. Unless you have a specific goal, don't waste your time on a degree in history, liberal arts. Get a degree in a profession so that when the going gets tough, you've got something to fall back on. Somewhat facetious remark is that a baby is born today, and I'm 99 years old, and the day that baby was born, he or she begin to die. That we have in common. We're here temporarily. I had one son that lasted 6 months. The other son lasted 57 years. A daughter, 63. I'm 99. I don't know how much longer I'll live. But let me hasten to add, whatever it is, it's better than being dead. And that's kind of the way I feel about it. And for the baby and me, starting life today at the same time, I hope he or she lives a long, happy life, as happy as mine has been. I have no complaints. My life has been good.
That's Gus Herzig with some words of wisdom for the first child of 2013. Joy DS, KUT News.